Attention outlet shoppers. Right now, save 50 to 70% off everything for the family at Gap factory stores and online. With shorts from $14.99 and tees from $6.99. And save 50 to 70% off everything at Banana Republic factory stores and online. With an extra 50% off clearance and dresses for women starting at $19.99. Hurry! Search our store locator for your nearest Gap factory and Banana Republic factory store, or shop us online.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for Reverend Marcus, Miranda, and his family, and Reverend Daniel Delgado and his family. I want this to be the best year ever for all our friends worldwide.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into Joyce Barry and Friends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is joycebarry.com. Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever.
On Memorial Day, we honor and remember the men and women who gave their lives in service of our country. And while our commitment to those who serve and their families remains important every day, Memorial Day is the perfect time to offer a simple act of kindness to our veterans and military families. You can send a message of thanks to our troops or a military family, or pledge hours of service, or even start your own volunteer project. Even though Memorial Day is a federal holiday that honors and commemorates men and women who died while in military service to the United States, there is every reason to continue to encourage those who are still alive and fighting daily for our freedom. This is a great time, folks, to pay it forward, to do random acts of kindness, to really honor today, honor our veterans. And folks, I want to encourage you to listen to our show on Friday in our archives called Memorial Day, Let's Celebrate. And our special guest was Chaplain Oscar Smith. We gave a lot of quotes and trivia and facts. It was that kind of a show. Today's kind of a show will be slightly different as we honor the veterans, because we are blessed to actually have with us a veteran. And I will introduce him to you in just a moment. But first, I want to introduce you to the gentleman who introduced me to the veteran, and that would be Reverend Marcus Miranda, who has been with us several times before. He is the senior pastor at Action in Christ International Church in Brooklyn, New York, and president of Christian Clergy International, an organization dedicated to ending the persecution of Christians and other minority groups around the world. He serves as assistant dean at the New York Divinity School, as president of the Fraternal Order of Police Chaplains Lodge 777, and as an on-call trauma chaplain for the MTA New York City Transit. The Reverend Miranda also serves as a founding member of the Interfaith Alliance for Religious Freedom in the Middle East, and is a member of the Association of Professional Chaplains. He is a very good friend of our very own Rabbi Joseph Potaskic, who was the a person who introduced me to Reverend Miranda. So we're grateful to have you on board, Reverend Miranda. Welcome to the show, Honoring Veterans.
Thank you, Joyce. It's great to be on, always with you and with your fans. But today is a special day, and today is a day that we can not only remember those who paid the ultimate price so that the rest of us could have freedom, right? Freedom is not free. But we also salute our men and women in uniform who today continue to serve their country well, and they may not be able to spend the day with their families. However, we send them blessings and positive thoughts on this day.
You help so many people. I love that you work interfaith. That's why the rabbi, told me about you, because on many occasions he has spoken with you to groups, and I really appreciate that. We need more people like you around the world to honor everybody, to support everybody. And I just want to know, does this day have any personal meaning to you? Is there anyone that was close to you in the service? I know everything is personal because you really do help people.
Yeah. Well, for me, it's my dad. My dad served in the Korean War from 50 to 54. He unfortunately saw many of his friends die during that war. However, he made it back, and I can I still have a wonderful time going through his photo albums and talking to him and him telling me about the stories during that time. Some were absolutely horrific, and yet wonderful friendships were made and brotherhoods were made during his time there.
It sounds like he made it back, but he's not alive today.
He is. He is still alive.
He is alive today.
Yes, he is.
Oh, okay. Then you're blessed indeed to have your father. I wasn't quite sure. And what branch of the service did he serve in?
He was in the Army.
In the Army. Wow. Mm-hmm. So you do have a special place in your heart for the men of the armed service. You can appreciate it growing up with a dad like that, and it mm-hmm. has its triumphs and it has its scary moments too, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. He tells me some stories, and you know, I can't believe, you know, that that he's alive to tell them. There were many close calls, but, you know, he was one of those that was blessed to come back and to be able to tell these stories. And today we honor people like him, as well as those who didn't make it back and paid the ultimate price.
Absolutely. And I thank you so much for joining us today. I know all the people I know, I can say this and mean it, that you are the most difficult person for me to get on a telephone call because you're doing about 40 things at once every day. It is the hardest. You are truly, I give you the award for the hardest person for me to reach ever. Sometimes I have to go to the rabbi to tell me where you are and how to reach you. It's I have to get a GPS and attach it to you.
Well,
but
thank you for still trying, Joyce.
I still try because I'm very grateful. I really am,
and
blessed to have
you
as part of our team. And then you introduced us recently to Reverend Daniel Delgado, who is the executive director of Third Day Missions, a disaster relief organization based out of Staten Island, New York. Reverend Delgado serves as an NYPD clergy liaison for the 121st Precinct. Reverend Delgado had a medical discharge from the Marines. So firstly, welcome to the show. You've never been with us before, and then I certainly want to hear about the Marines and all about that medical discharge. Welcome, Reverend Daniel.
Thank you very much for having me, Joyce. It's an honor to be here and to be here with your listeners as we remember today those who have fallen, those who currently serve in our armed forces. It is an exciting day, a day of contemplation. From our Holy Scriptures, says there's no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friend. And that was the ultimate sacrifice that many did, so that we could be on this radio program today.
I'm very, very grateful to having been introduced to you and having you here. I just want to say you came out of the Marines, and I watched a two-hour documentary a while ago about the Marines, and I was stunned because this was just about the basic training and what it takes to actually be a Marine. And I was so blown away by what one goes through just to get to that part. So I know, you know, just from the documentary what it takes and how difficult it is and how many people don't make it through. Would you care to share any of your Marine experiences with us? I want to personalize this so people really know that each branch of the service has so much to give, so much that they're in action about. I want our folks to really appreciate them, not just today, but men in service appreciate them every day.
Absolutely. Well, I went in as a young man. It was back in 19. I registered while I was in high school, back in end of 85, beginning of 86. And Marine Corps has a program that they assign you a mentor, and you go weekly for physical training and to just prep you before you go in. And I about 6 months after I got out of high school, I graduated from high school. I was already enlisted, and I was serving time, so I was credited time from the moment I was in high school all the way to the moment I was enlisted. It is a grueling program, difficult. We take pride in that. I went in as a young man from Brooklyn, undisciplined, and from good, you know, good family, good stock, all veterans. All my family have served in the military. From uncles in Korea, World War II, my brother in Vietnam, one of my oldest brothers in Vietnam, other brother in the Army infantry. So it was a family tradition of service, and that was the key. I was compelled to sign up because everyone has served in the Army. And I wanted to be the rebel, so I joined the Marines because I heard they were tougher, and I like their uniform. I like their uniform. I had to be the odd one in the family, you know, and then I bypassed the Army. All branches are wonderful branches of service, and they all serve our country. I just went in to I wanted to be a little different, and it was a great experience. It was a great experience. I went in, I guess, not really knowing what I was going to get into. You know, speaking to the recruiters in high school, everyone's smiling, everyone's good. Once you get off that bus and you're in South Carolina, Paris Island, it's a whole different ballgame. The initiation is right off the bat. Early in the morning, sleep deprivation. The first thing you do is to remove your identity. They cut your hair off completely. You go bald. Everyone must look the same. Everyone's wearing green. There's no individuality. They want to strip you of individuality so that you can learn to work as a team. It is probably the most phenomenal experience I've had in my life, and it's prepared me for the rest of my life. All the other endeavors that I've taken in regards to service to my city, my state, and my country, I can owe the discipline to the United States Marine Corps. Phenomenal training.
And I did see a lot of that in that documentary, and just watching it, I couldn't believe what people went through. And I remember right from the moment they got off that bus, what they went through, I'm thinking how many didn't make it past the first 24 hours.
Yes. Well, they warn you when you swear in. I swore in Fort Hamilton, Brooklyn, and when I swore in, Two things they teach you right off the bat. They teach you two articles within the USCMJ, the Uniform Code of Military Justice, and they teach you about not trying to escape, not, you know, being AWOL, and the consequences of it. So they put that little fear into you, because the moment you see the kind of training and you confront the reality that you signed up for, there was a lot of how tough you are. A lot of crying, a lot of learning how to, as they would say, suck it up. And but it's, again, it's an amazing experience. I personally, I believe that all of our youth should have the opportunity to join one of the branches of military, and that I wish it were like in other countries that you were mandated to serve at least 2 years. I think it would end our countries in this generation, the sense of entitlement that our youth seem to have, different from our generation and the generation before, where we knew that hard work and discipline is what was expected and no one owed us anything, that we had to make our way. I believe that kind of training really helps our young people.
I really do believe it's an incredible training for life. Before I go on, I just want to ask both of you, is there any talking in the background? Because I am hearing background conversation, and I'm trying to isolate it. Is it on either one of your end? Anyone there?
No, I'm locked in my office by myself. So I'm
same here. Yeah, same here.
And Reverend
I'm
Daniel?
In my office by myself. No, I'm
so
locked in my office by myself also.
Okay, so you're both locked up. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. I just want to spend another moment about your time in the Marines, Reverend Daniel. You got a medical discharge. What happened?
Well, I had an injury prior to enlistment. It's called an IPTE. I had torn up my knee during high school. Strengthened it up, young, recovered. But during some of the training, some of the warrior training, it's part of the training that you get afterwards. Where you propel from a 50-foot tower, where you jump out, practicing jumping from helicopters. I wound up tearing up my knee again, and this time it just got worse. I spent a couple months in the infirmary and just to recover with rehabilitation. They have great facilities. The Navy takes care of that. They have great facilities for rehabilitation. Figured I was young, I could recoup. but the knee was just it was not going to recover in time, and so I stretched it as long as I could, hoping I could continue on, because my idea was a career in the military. I thought I would be a career man like my uncles, and but that was not my lot in life. So the time I had with the Marine Corps was a very great time. In fact, I was mentioning to you earlier in the week that just recently I got contacted through email by a young man who was my best friend in boot camp, and we had lost contact over 25 years. Just contacted me, and I'm so excited to reconnect. He is now a sheriff in one of the counties in North Carolina, and looking forward to going and catching up and seeing where our lives have taken us.
That must have been quite a stunning surprise and something that was meaningful to you. Are you going to continue to stay in touch?
Yes, definitely. In fact, we've been in contact, and I'm actually going to plan a trip out to North Carolina to go visit him and visit his family. He's got a wife and a daughter now, and I travel down south quite a bit, so it's just very exciting. PFC Alan Miles, if he's hearing, I sent an email out and I've posted it, so if he's hearing, we were the best of friends at boot camp. It was just, you know, it was just a great time, and you build a bond that, you're not able to build in any other situation.
The saying, no man left behind, didn't that come from the Marines?
Absolutely, absolutely, and that was definitely one of the sayings from the Marine Corps. They were very adamant about that, and it's been shown in many movies that have been
yes.
in documentaries that have made sense regarding the Marine Corps, and very they teach you that you are a team, and you are a unit, and it's amazing because I believe that in any of the branches. The jobs of the drill instructors is so difficult because they must take a bunch of young men. Some may have discipline, some may have no discipline whatsoever. Totally different cultures, economic, social, and they need to blend them into one elite fighting unit where they can depend on one another. And you see things during boot camps, a lot do not make it through. And those that make it through, you'll see the bond that's formed. It goes and it transcends any socioeconomic, ethnic, racial, you name it. It's a bond that's just unbreakable.
Yes, I do believe that, and I do see a lot of those movies. Reverend Miranda, when he came on, he made a point to say freedom is not free. Is there anything you want to expand on that? Because then I have a poem that I'm going to share with you folks that will drive that point home. But Reverend Miranda, given you said that, how would you like to elaborate on that?
Well, I mean, I think that I think it goes back to what Reverend Delgado said. I think that we are living in a generation where our young people have a sense of entitlement. And when you look back at the generations of the past, you see that this there was no sense of entitlement. There was a sense of you needed to earn, that you needed to fight for, perhaps, the things that we get to enjoy today. And I think that message was sort of lost throughout these newer generations. However, with people like Reverend Delgado, with people like myself, who obviously work with a lot of veterans as a chaplain, I try to make sure that message still comes across loud and clear, that it's not about a sense of entitlement. It's people have died for what we have today, for what we enjoy today. People are disabled for what we have today and what we enjoy today. That should be respected, and we can learn from that so that we don't feel that things are just should be given to us, but that we should learn to earn even a living and do that in the most honorable way possible.
And as I said, I have a poem that will drive that point home. Freedom is not free, a moving poem written by Kelly Strong. The year was 1981, and Kelly was a senior in high school. He was also a cadet in the Junior Reserve Officers Training Corps. His father had served two tours of duty as a Marine in Vietnam. This was inspiration to the young Kelly, who wrote the following poem in his father's honor. And at the time, then, Kelly served at the U.S. Coast Guard Aviation Training Center in Alabama as a Coast Guard pilot. Here is that poem, "Freedom is Not Free." I watched the flag pass by one day. It fluttered in the breeze. A young soldier saluted it, and then he stood at ease. I looked at him in uniform, so young, so tall, so proud. With hair cut square and eyes alert, he'd stand out in any crowd. I thought, how many men like him had fallen through the years? How many died on foreign soil? How many mothers' tears? How many pilots' planes shut down? How many foxholes were soldiers' graves? No, freedom is not free. I heard the sound of taps one night when everything was still. I listened to the bugle play and felt a sudden chill. I wondered just how many times that taps had meant amen when a flag had draped a coffin of a brother or a friend. I thought of all the children, of the mothers and the wives, of fathers, sons, and husbands with interrupted lives. I thought about a graveyard at the bottom of the sea, of unmarked graves in Arlington. No, freedom is not free. Reverend Miranda, does that drive it home?
Absolutely. I mean, that's what does it. But you know, I just want to add, and let's not. I just want to add two things. Let's not forget that now our armed forces have quite a number of women serving, and so we've come a long way, and we want to thank them for their bravery and for what they're doing, and they're at all levels of command. And so I think that's something that needs to be said. But in regards to the poem, absolutely. I think that one of the things that has made our country great is that when there was a draft, people ran to the draft because they wanted to serve their country. And even now that there hasn't been a draft in quite a while, we still have people like Reverend Delgado, people who just enlist on their own because they wish to either honor their families or honor and or honor their country. And so we still have the greatest military force in the world.
Absolutely. And now more than ever, we really have to be able to defend ourselves, our country, our freedom. I mean, I listen to the news every day, and it's just so unsettling. It's so scary. What is going on? So we need people that really honor the country and will do what we need to do to preserve it. I just want to share some of my very favorite quotes. St. Augustine, "The purpose of all war is peace." Interesting. And then John Kennedy, "Let every nation know, whether it wishes us well or ill, that we shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe to assure the survival and the success of liberty." And William Clinton, "There is nothing wrong with America that cannot be cured with what is right in America." And this one, of course, everyone knows this one. "My fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country." And I say, ask what you can do for our veterans. So we'll come back in a moment to discuss what you folks can do for our veterans. We want to make it crystal clear that it's not just about honoring veterans. It's not just about being grateful, although that matters a great deal. It's also about what you can do to make the world a place, a better place for our veterans and their families. And first, let me just share with you this by our health guru, Beverly Nadler, on why you should be listening to this show every day.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day. a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we ask you to partner up with us in having that happen, getting to number one. Simply go to Joyce Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and friends.com. And right under my picture on the upper left of the home page, it says follow. You click on that, you'll know about every show, every guest, every topic. And if you can't be with us when we are live at 11 a.m. Eastern, you can listen to us in our archives 24/7. You can download it, you can share it, you can enjoy it anytime that suits you. Reverend Miranda, before we go further, I would love for you to share a prayer for us to appreciate our veterans, their families. Let's pray for them and let's pray for our country.
Absolutely. Dear Lord, we thank you. We thank you because we are able to be on this show, that we're able to be in a country like ours where we are, no matter what our faith group may be, we are still able to worship freely, that we have a lot of what many others don't, a lot of freedoms, my God. And this came at a painful price, at a great cost. And so today we honor those who paid the ultimate price. We honor those who have came back, perhaps disabled, and we honor those who were able to make it back, my God. We thank you, my God, for those who are serving today in every branch of the military, and we ask for all those that are working in the military across the world. We ask a special blessing for each and every one of them, and we ask that today, where while those are in the parks or in their homes or on vacation, perhaps barbecuing, that they may take a moment, that they may take a moment to reflect, to honor those who gave their lives and those who are still serving. And we thank you. We ask all this in your name. Amen.
Amen. And that was really beautiful. I know I can always count on you. There is a beautiful song called God Bless the USA. This is just one verse. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I'll proudly stand next to him to defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God Bless the USA. That was by Lee Greenwood, a country music artist. And just that verse alone really hits it home. Reverend Daniel, do you have any advice you want to give people who really do want to do something to make the world a better place for our veterans? Do you have any ideas on what they can do to support the veterans and their families?
Absolutely. There are so many great organizations in our country, in every state. There is currently a crisis in our nation with homelessness amongst veterans. Many have come back. Many have come back that they have come back with all types of emotional and mental health issues that have disabled them from being able to work. So how can we help? We can help by volunteering in these organizations. We can help by when we see someone in uniform, whether they're serving in state or they're traveling through, just stopping by and say thank you. Thank you. I personally have a practice that whenever I see anyone in law enforcement, when I'm traveling, as I'm traveling around the country, I see them in the airports, and I'll stop and buy them a cup of coffee, or I'll just engage them in dialogue and thank them for their service and ask them how are they doing, and how's their families. One of the biggest problems with being away in service, the tours are usually nine months to 12 month tours. That's 9 months, one's away from one's family. Perhaps if you find family members that their siblings, their husbands, perhaps even the provider is away on a military tour, about just stopping by and seeing how you can serve that family, maybe cutting their lawn, taking out their garbage, bringing them over a meal. We do that in our churches for families loved ones are serving overseas or serving out of state and are away. There's so many ways that we can help. The thing is to just dare to care, and that's really our motto from our chaplaincy is we dare to care. And if you dare to care and you take a step out and just kindness, humanity, find the need, fill the need, and be there. Just that ministry of presence. It might be just conversation or dialogue, but there's so many ways you can serve, and you can just visit your local veterans group and find out how you can just serve someone. It could be in so many different ways that we can serve. Just get up and do it.
I love what you shared, and I want to drive home the point when you said you'd see a serviceman and you'd buy them him or her a cup of coffee. This by Edmund Burke, no one could make a greater mistake than he who did nothing because he could do only a little. And that's the point I want to drive home with this show today, is whatever it is, from that cup of coffee to checking out the organization, seeing what they need in terms of being a volunteer, writing a letter, and they have resources to get those letters to our troops. Whatever it is you can do to really know that it does make a difference. Reverend Miranda, anything you want to add to that on the steps people can take?
Absolutely. I think that Reverend Delgado, as you know, he's our VP of Operations for the organization that I preside over, New York State Chaplain Task Force. And we have many of our chaplains who take the time out to go to the different VA clinics, which are now opening up nationwide, as well as, of course, the hospitals that have always been around. You can walk right in. You can ask for the volunteer department, whether through pastoral care or whether through just the regular volunteer department within the hospital or the clinic, and ask to volunteer. So that's one way. There's another way, which is there's an organization out there doing an amazing job, and I have to mention them, and it's called the Wounded Warrior. And they are doing an amazing job in order to support the families and support the men and women that have come back either, missing limbs or just disabled as Reverend Delgado said, on a mental level or emotional level. They are doing an amazing job worldwide in raising funds, in raising awareness, and in being able to provide everything from food, continuing education, and, of course, support, helping to pay anything that's not being paid by the military, and even for housing, helping them to get themselves and their families into brand-new housing. So the Wounded Warrior Project is an amazing organization that anyone can look up, they can Google it, and they can get involved.
And that's wonderful. And are there any other websites off the top of your head that people can get more information? Or shall we just have them Google veterans how volunteer opportunities?
Well, I mean, that's the one. Do you have one, Reverend Dagata?
Yes, if I could jump right in. You can go into www.dav.org. DAV.org will give you a listing to volunteer locally throughout the country. So DAV.org, it's one of them, and there are many others. NVF.org, National Veterans Foundation. You go to your local VFWs, Veterans of Foreign Wars. There's charters in pretty much in every borough and in every city around the country. And there's so many ways you can just help them serve. They can direct you into some good places to serve.
Oh, those are great resources. DAV.org, what does that stand for?
DAV.org is the local connection for all volunteering. It's benefits claims for veterans, family members, helps them get their DD-214s, hospital volunteering. So it's Disabled American Veterans, DAV.org.
Disabled, right. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Those are wonderful. I'm very grateful for those resources to pass along. And folks, do listen to our show on Friday. Let's celebrate Memorial Day with Chaplain Oscar Smith. It was a heartwarming show as well. So given the organizations that are out there and people can check them out on Google and find the way that resonates with you to do your part, what else about this day drives home the point that we're all a part of it, even if we're not in the military, even if we don't know folks in the military, that we all need to stand together to support them? What would you like to say about that, Reverend Miranda?
Well, I mean, I think that if you're going to consider yourself an American, you have to support our armed forces. I mean, that's just a given. I don't separate the two. I am a patriot. I myself didn't serve. However, I've done the best that I can through my career as a chaplain for the last 27 years, so that even when I was working at a particular hospital, being paid, I would make sure that I would take time out on a weekly basis to volunteer either at a veterans hospital over at, it was usually Fort Hamilton, also in Manhattan as well. I was able to volunteer quite a number of years, and so I think it goes hand in hand. I think that in order for you to consider yourself part of America, you have to consider yourself part of its military forces. And even if you're not, out there fighting, you should be able to serve, whether financially, whether you're just volunteering your time, and especially waiting and praying so that as they come back, we can be of service to them. Because believe it or not, they're getting a lot of supplies. They get all they need while they're out there. It's when they come back that they're going to really need our support. And so we should be ready, willing, and able to do that.
I just want to say that's great, and I want to say that we all know that a lot of what today is about is Memorial Day sales, Memorial Day picnics, barbecues, and I'm not taking away from any of that as long as you can, as well include what the day is really about. So do have fun at those barbecues and those picnics. Go to those sales if that's something you want to do. But I want to say, it's also important, my way of celebrating, I want to share with you, is to get ready for this, drink, lie, steal, and swear. And here's what I'm referencing about that.
Folks, whatever you're celebrating, here's my advice. Drink, lie, steal, and swear. You heard it first from Joyce Barry, success coach, telling you to drink, lie, steal, and swear to make your celebration successful. Drink from the cup of prosperity, but always remember those less fortunate than you and act to help them. Lie down tonight and give thanks for all the blessings you have, all the opportunities you have, and all the wonderful people you have in your life. Steal time away from your busy schedule to spend quality time with those people in your life who are special to you, who inspire you, who make you feel good, who are a role model for you. Swear that you will say something especially nice to someone today. Express gratitude to someone today and pay it forward to someone today. Do a random act of kindness and smile a lot, laugh a lot. Joy and happiness are contagious. Enjoy.
So, Reverend Miranda, what do you think of my advice?
I think it's great advice. And I think it should be shared. And just to add to it, I mean, it's you know, today is that day where you're going to see, you know, flags flying high, and in many people's homes, they have, they're having their picnics, they're having their fun time, and they see these flags. I say educate, especially our young people. Educate them. It's not simply because, you know, it's not simply enough to just put a flag out in front of your house. Educate them as to why that flag is in front of your house. Educate them, you know, about the history of that flag, and also educate them on the fact that so many have died protect those colors, and many have been injured, and many have been able to come back. Never the same. You never come back from war the same. But they need to be educated. It's not simply about putting it up. It's knowing why you're putting it up and then honoring it in such a way.
Very, very good advice. Reverend Delgado, you've never been on our show before. We've just met. When I said to drink, lie, steal, and swear, did you hold your breath?
I was waiting to see what was to come, but that would be a great, as I heard it, I said this would be the great title for preaching. So I thought that would definitely be able to preach from any pulpit. That was great. I enjoyed it.
I appreciate you appreciating it, because when people don't know me and I say this is my advice, I'm a success coach, I'm a life coach, and I say it, I just wait for them to see if they'll hold their breath. But, you know, that comes back to the lesson of trust. When you trust people, it's like you said, just wait for it. So I enjoyed sharing that with all of you, especially on a day like today when people will be drinking and having a lot of merriment. But never to lose sight of what today is really all about. Folks, let me just refer you to my website, my official site, joycebarry.com, B-A-R-R-I-E. You'll see my seminar programs, my coaching poems I've written, testimonials from people all around the country who've worked with me. But let me share just a few of my favorites.
Joyce Barry is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando.
Hiring Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I hired the Joycenator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back.
President Ronald Reagan.
Well, Joyce, Nancy and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barry.
Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson.
If you could handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach.
Johnny Carson.
I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed?
Charlie Sheen.
Winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Woody Allen.
Are you crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barry as a coach? You kidding me? Hi, Ted Siuba, and I think and grow rich. If you are thinking about hiring Joyce Berry as your coach, just do it, and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Berry herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
Email CoachJoyce@AOL.com. That's CoachJoyce@AOL.com.
CoachJoyce@AOL.com. Send us an email, and I'll be happy to give you a free consultation. All you need to do is, in the subject line, put Memorial Show, because I always like to know what show people hear when they are inspired to send me an email. And just for doing that, I will give you a free consultation. Just put name, phone number, best time to reach you in the text of the email, and Memorial Show Monday in the subject line, and I'll be happy to do that for all of you. As we're wrapping up here, Reverend Miranda, what do you want to leave people with? What message do you want to impart to them?
I want to impart, and I did this actually yesterday during my sermon, I want them to understand that we, with all our problems, with all the issues that we may read about in newspapers and listen to on the radio or see on TV, we still live in the greatest country in the world. We still have the freedom to worship and so many other freedoms. And we should not forget how that came about. And that came about through individuals who paid the ultimate price. Individuals who have come back disabled, individuals who did more than one tour simply because they felt it was their duty. We should remember those that have gone on before us, and let's keep in prayer and remember those that are out there right now guarding our borders, guarding our seas, you know, guarding on land, guarding overseas. Wherever they may be, that a special blessing may be with them, let us never forget that freedom is not free. Freedom comes at a price.
And thank you for that. And you know, it is always a delight to have you on our show. I really appreciate you, your wise words, your prayers. I'm just going to have to get you a walkie-talkie to connect to me. To make it a bit easier. But you're always welcome on our show. Reverend Delgado, it's the first time you've been with us. Let me say my prayers are it's not your last time and that you'll be available to us because you are wonderful on the show as well. The two of you are a perfect team. What would you like to say in closing?
Well, I guess my prayer on this Memorial Day would be that that God would help us to shape and make a world where we'll lay down our arms of war and turn our swords into plowshares for a harvest of justice and peace. And I quoted from one of the prophets, that would be my desire, that people would, that we could strive towards that, that one day we could end wars and love and respect one another, love and respect each other's cultures, each other's faith. And I thank God to be an American, to be in a country where I can do that, and I can do that freely. And I can walk with those that are not of my same faith and still break bread and still enjoy and maybe even do a barbecue together. So I thank God to be an American. And thank you, Joyce, for your show.
And thank you so much for joining our show. Shyla Colfax says, those martyrs of patriotism gave their lives for an idea. And as much as we are grateful for and appreciate those that gave their lives, those that made the sacrifice that came home with a disability, that came home and found all kinds of problems waiting for them, we really need to support them as well. There is no limit. No limit on what we can do, how we can make a difference, but it starts with taking the first step. And folks, let me end with my prayer for all of you. Make this the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May this be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make it the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories and manifesting marvelous miracles. And folks, I'm someone who strongly believes in miracles. I believe they are all around us. They're all around you. They're right there. If only you believe in them and are open to receiving them. Know that you'll meet new people, have new opportunities, new resources. All of that will come your way if only you believe they will. Stay positive, stay focused, and look forward to a life of miracles. Here is our celebration song as we invite you to celebrate the miracles that will come your way.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.
Folks, be sure to drive safely. Don't drink and drive. Honor a veteran. Do your part. Enjoy your barbecues and picnics, but make today so much more than all of that. God bless you, and thank you for listening.
Attention outlet shoppers. Right now, save 50 to 70% off everything for the family at Gap Factory stores and online. With shorts from $14.99 and tees from $6.99. And save 50 to 70% off everything at Banana Republic Factory stores and online. With an extra 50% off clearance and dresses for women starting at $19.99. Hurry! Search our store locator for your nearest Gap Factory and Banana Republic Factory store or shop us online. Attention outlet shoppers. Right now, save 50 to 70% off everything for the family at Gap Factory stores and online. With shorts from $14.99 and tees from $6.99. And save 50 to 70% off everything at Banana Republic Factory stores and online. With an extra 50% off clearance and dresses for women starting at $19.99. Hurry! Search our store locator for your nearest Gap Factory and Banana Republic Factory store or shop us online.